The Lord is saying, get the people into the waters, that he's going to do something that you have not seen in years and years and years or ever. God is stirring up a fire in us. So pastors, leaders, get the people to the water.
Jenny Weaver, it's great to have you here on Charisma. And I got to say, I am seeing you everywhere. You're on Fox News, you're all over social media. And the thing that God has you doing right now is well represented on your shirt, because you have this, the focus on baptisms right now, baptism, summer of baptism. Tell me about where this focus came from. Obviously it's from the Lord, but like, that wasn't like a main focus of your ministry last year at this time. What did God do?
Yeah, it wasn't a focus of our ministry at all. And honestly, that we're doing it now, it's just like, wow, what is the Lord doing? But I remember the Lord speaking to me so clearly right around Resurrection Sunday, and everybody was gearing up for that. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want from us? You know, we are, the core group is more of a para church, meaning we come alongside churches and we plug people in to the churches and we offer supplemental like trainings and stuff. So what do we do? And I felt the Lord saying, take the people down to the water and baptize my people, give them a chance to be baptized. And I said, okay, let's go down to Clearwater Beach. Let's do communion. Let's worship. And then whoever wants to get baptized, let's do some baptisms. And we're thinking we're going to have, you know, 50, 60 people. We didn't know it was going to be over 400 something people that came out to the beach. It was absolutely powerful. And from that exact day, I heard the Lord say to me, summer of baptisms. Mm. And that this would be the summer of baptisms, so much so that when people looked back at this summer, they would say, oh, that was the summer of baptisms. And I'm going, okay, Lord, what do we do now? And I began to see a vision of us traveling to these different places and holding baptismal services. And the Lord then later on began to speak to me more into it as we prayed into this phrase, summer of baptisms. We kept saying, the Lord is saying, this is the summer of baptisms. And we saw it spreading outside of our ministry and it really exploding it with other ministries, other even denominations, that people were catching this fire. And sure, as the Lord has said it, it is exactly what God said. We are seeing the summer of baptisms. Even the secular news is capturing mass baptisms. I remember seeing in France, 12,000 people baptized. And then in California recently with Baptized California with, oh my goodness, thousands and thousands. I don't even know the number, but it's not just these big ones. It's churches are doing, like they're saying, hey, we're baptizing the city. Hey, come out. And God is really in this. It's powerful.
Yeah. So we look at, you know, the Gospels, we see that God sent John the Baptist ahead of, you know, to prepare the way for Jesus's coming, especially the public ministry aspect of it, because we already know that he was on the earth at that point. So do you feel that this focus on baptisms is leading up to something bigger?
I believe that it is the Lord getting his church ready. I believe that he's getting us prepared and ready, because he's coming soon. And I don't want to give a time frame for that, because I'm not that person, because nobody knows the day or the hour. But I do believe this is a part of getting the church prepared. I believe it's baptisms. And many people know that we've had this explosion of deliverance. Mm-hmm. So why these two like renewals in these kind of ministries? I believe that it is getting the church ready, deliverance, and getting us cleansed and sanctified and free. And then baptism, recommitting our life, really saying, Lord, I repent. I'm prepared. I'm getting ready. I want to seek you first. I want the old to be washed away, and I want to enter into the new thing that God has for me. The two of those together is a 1-2 punch to the devil. He's losing the battle. He's losing the war. And I believe that God is going to get us all the way prepared for his coming.
Amen. So Jenny, I know I've always learned that baptism is an outward sign of an inward decision. And so it's primarily for believers, you know, believers in Jesus, to make that a public statement. Are you seeing a lot of people getting rebaptized, or is this primarily first-time baptisms?
I'm going to say it's probably leaning more on the side of rebaptism, but we are seeing a lot of first time people getting baptized for the very first time as well. And so with the rebaptisms we're seeing, because we ask people when they get in the waters, what is your name? Why do you want to get baptized today? Tell us what's going on. If somebody comes up and they're crying, I'll say, tell me why you're crying. What's happening right now in your heart? And people will say things like, I got baptized years ago. Mm. I didn't understand what I was doing. I didn't fully commit to the Lord. So I want to do it for real this time. Or they'll say, you know, over the last 10 years, I was hospitalized and going through cancer and then, you know, and God healed me and I want to recommit. I want to just do this as a sign. People will get in the water and say, I'm baptizing. The Lord spoke to me and said, get in the water. They have their all full clothes on. Like they don't have their baptism clothes on. They have their full outfit. They came to watch or support a family member. And the Lord speaks to people and says, get in that water right now. It is just really powerful. But of course, we baptize the older folks, and then we baptize children as well. So for a lot of the younger people, the teenagers, the children, it is the very first time they're being baptized.
Yeah. So do you have any testimonies that you can share of miraculous things that God has done during these baptisms or as a result of these baptisms?
Well, we just baptized people in at Trinity Church's fountain outside in Texas. And in my opinion, it was one of the most supernatural baptisms I'd ever been a part of. The water was charged with the power and the presence of God. Mm-hmm. People were getting in the water and began to tremble under the presence of the Lord. And some of the miraculous things that we began to see happen is we put the person down in the water, baptizing them in the precious name of Jesus Christ, of course, and then pulling them out. And as soon as they come out of the water, they are going through deliverance. Mm. No one is saying come out. No one is saying anything deliverance related. And they come out and they're just like, and it's like, you know, a manifestation. And we're just like, oh my goodness, we had to get them over to the side outside of the water and they go through deliverance. We have a prayer team praying with them. And we're seeing things like that. People have shared that they have gone into the water and have been healed, backs being healed, bodies being healed. People have come into the water and they feel like, you know, the Lord just encounters them in a deeper way. They haven't ever felt the love of God, but something touches them in that water and they feel, wow, God really loves me. God really sees me. It's so, so special. So even though people say this is just a sign of my commitment to the Lord, I believe it's deeper than that. I actually believe that it's not just an outward sign of an inward commitment. I believe that the transformational power of the Holy Spirit is grabbing a hold of people. Mm-hmm. And they're going in the water one way and they're coming out transformed. I mean, I believe God is actually doing some deep work and it is in a moment. Because you put them in, you bring them back out, but they're coming out transformed and people are testifying to this day. They're saying, since I was baptized, everything has changed.
That's amazing, Jenny. And you mentioned that you went to Texas for this. You know, I've been following what God has been having you do. And you've been in Clearwater Beach. You've been in Miami. You've been in Texas. You've been shut down by the police, you know, different things that are happening. How is God leading you to these different places? And now it went from being spontaneous to now it's being the summer of baptisms. So there's a little bit more planning to that and proactiveness. Tell us about this journey.
Yeah, we plan with the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because right now, if I show you my inbox, I have a million invites. People come to Arizona, come to Idaho, come here, come here, come. So how do we navigate that? The Lord has to say to me and my husband, yes, go there. And then we plan because we believe that we need to have the reverential fear of the Lord with this. We don't want to make it trendy. I don't want to make it hype. I'm not doing it to get on Fox News or this broadcast or anything. We get ourselves out of it and we say, God, unless you say go, we will not move. So when the Lord spoke to us and said, go to Texas, we said, yes, Lord. And we opened up the registration. So we know how many people we need to baptize. We were going to baptize in a lake And about a week or so before we got over there, we got a call from our lady that helps us coordinate, our course sister, Michelle. And she said, the park closed. They flooded. And they said to us, we will not open for the rest of the summer. And we've got 2,000 something people going. And I said, oh my gosh, what do we do? And the Lord said to me, do not cancel. And I said, guys, we don't have a place right now. Stephen and I will come over and we'll come over days before and we'll walk around Texas and we'll figure out a place. If we have to do it in a parking lot, we will do it in a parking lot. And then all of a sudden we got a message from the pastors of Trinity Church and they said, you can bring the baptisms here. I've never met them. I do not know them. I don't know their ministry. Of course, we researched them, checked them out, made sure they were good.
That's good. That's wise. Yeah.
They're very good. Cindy Jacobs, and that's her church. And they let us come. And so that's how we're doing it. God is leading us to go to these different places. If he wakes me up tomorrow and says, get on a plane right now and go here, I guarantee you we will be on that plane and we will go. I feel the presence of God right now as I'm speaking. God is, I just want to say this, if I can go off script a little bit. I know you've got the questions. But I feel that there are people watching right now. The Lord is prompting your heart to move. And I hear the Lord saying, make the move now. That while the waters are stirred, God is stirring the waters. The Lord is saying, get the people into the waters. That he's going to do something that you have not seen in years and years and years or ever. God is stirring up a fire in us. So pastors, leaders, mentors, women's leaders, men's leaders, whoever, get the people to the water. Baptize them. You don't need 10,000 people to meet you at a beach. If you have three people in your church that want to be baptized, follow the leading of the Lord. For yea, this is the summer of baptisms. And those that are obedient to this word, you will see God's power break out like never before.
Amen. That is a powerful word, Jenny. And I just, in my mind's eye, in my spirit, I just saw dry baptismals in churches being filled to the brim. And, you know, actually my church that I grew up in for a while, we had a baptismal and it was cracked. It couldn't hold water and they redid it and they rebuilt it so that they could actually have baptisms there. And it was a special time. And I just felt like that was a spiritual image based off of what you were saying, that those cracked foundations that water has seeped out of are going to be restored so that they can be filled, so they can be reused. The things that have laid dormant are coming back to life. So not to derail anything, but just to kind of confirm in my spirit what you were saying. And I know, Jenny, you recently gave a word about it's time to get unstuck. And I see baptism as a big part of this. Can we dive into what God was speaking to you about getting unstuck?
Yes, I saw people in this place of like stagnant waters. And I described it as, you know, if you have a stream moving and then there's a blockage that happens on one side and a blockage that happens on the other side, it becomes a puddle. And in the puddle, after time, I live in Florida, you live in Florida, we know what these puddles become. They become muddy, they become defiled, disgusting, and nasty, and there is no flow. And many people, I believe, they're stuck in this place of just being stagnant. But the Lord is saying, it's time to move. God is moving people. That's why when you see these movements popping up, it's because the Lord is breathing on ministries and people and individuals right now to move, to go forth. And so whatever that looks like for a person, whether it's in business, whether it's in to start that podcast, to open up their house for the neighbors to come over and pray, to do whatever the Lord is saying to do, people need to start making a move. There is so much overanalyzing that I believe that believers do. And we overanalyze and then we get into a place of fear and we get into a place of this almost like this false humility that comes over people where, well, I don't want to do anything unless the Lord says. There's a good place for that. But a lot of people, they use that as an excuse to not move when the Lord said to move. And so we need to really be able to hear the Lord. one of the greatest ways that you can get unstuck is if you spend quality time with the Lord and you know the voice of God. When you know the voice of God, you don't have to ask five sisters and your pastors and everybody, well, do you think that I need to move? Well, do you think that you're asking everybody, but what did the Lord say? Don't inbox me. Don't inbox John and ask him if you guys need to move to Florida or you need to go to China and do a mission trip. What did the Lord say? And when the Lord speaks, move. That's what I believe God is saying, because again, he's coming soon and he's getting all of us together. He's getting all of us right. And he's moving these pieces that need to be moved. And many people, they're stuck, but God is saying, I want to unstuck you. If that's even a phrase, get unstuck and move with the Spirit of God.
That's so good. Jenny, what is the first step? I mean, literally the first step of getting unstuck?
Spending time with the Lord, hearing the voice of God. There's no podcast, there's no YouTube sermon, that you can listen to get unstuck. It has to be from you spending time in the real actual presence of the Lord. And then the Spirit of God, you know, the Bible says that the Spirit of God came upon Ezekiel and he actually fell. The Bible says he fell to the ground like a dead man, just out. And it says that the voice of God, he said, the voice of God spoke to me and said, stand up. And then it said, then the Spirit of God entered me and stood me up on my feet. I feel the presence of God. And so how do we get unstuck? How was he able to move when he was literally laid out, could not move? The Spirit of God came into him and actually put him up on his feet. If you go read that, it literally says, and the Spirit of God stood me upright. And so I believe that when we get into the presence of God, then God actually begins to move us. Then we go, oh no, I don't need to listen to the naysayers. I don't need to listen to the religious police right now. I've got a word from the Lord. And when you know you have the sure enough word from the Lord, nothing can stop you. You will not stay stagnant. You cannot stay stuck when you're truly walking in the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. That's a great encouragement, Jenny. And when you spend that time with the Lord, take that next step, do what he says, and you will get yourself unstuck for sure. Okay.